Chapter 40, Visions in the Kirtland Temple, April 1836. 1 week after the Kirtland Temple was dedicated, the saints held another meeting there. The apostles blessed the sacrament, and Joseph Smith and his counselors passed the sacrament to the saints. Then Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery went to a place by themselves in the temple, where they knelt down and prayed. After their prayer, they received a wonderful vision. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ. His eyes were bright like fire. His hair was white as snow, and his face was brighter than the sun. Jesus told Joseph and Oliver many wonderful things. He told them to be happy because their sins were forgiven. He was pleased with the temple and said the saints who built it should be happy. He accepted the temple as his holy house. Jesus said he would come to the temple often, but if the people did not keep the temple holy, he would not come. Then Joseph and Oliver saw Moses in the temple. Moses was a prophet who lived long ago. He returned to earth to restore special priesthood power to Joseph and Oliver. This power would help the children of Israel be gathered into the church from all parts of the earth. This power also gives the prophet authority to send missionaries to preach the gospel throughout the world. Next, Joseph and Oliver saw Elias. Elias restored to them special priesthood power that had been given to Abraham. Abraham was also a prophet who lived long ago. With this power, the saints could have the same special blessings that God had promised to Abraham. Then Joseph and Oliver saw Elijah, another prophet who lived long ago. Elijah restored to them special priesthood power to help righteous families. This power makes it possible for families to be sealed together in the temple, so they can live together forever.